It's Wednesday, August 24th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigerian officials have arrested a Christian human rights reporter after he criticized the government in an article on Christian persecution in the country. Luke Biniyat now faces a trial on September 6th for allegedly aiding and abetting the offenses of cybercrimes. The original article appeared in the Epoch Times last October and was entitled, quote, "In Nigeria, police decry massacres as wicked, but make no arrest," end quote. Please pray for Biniyat, his wife, and 6 children as they face this trial. Open Doors lists Nigeria as the deadliest country in the world for Christians. U.S. House Republicans released a report last Tuesday on the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. The report described last year's withdrawal as a, quote, "chaotic non-combatant evacuation operation where 13 U.S. service members lost their lives and more than 800 Americans were abandoned behind enemy lines," end quote. The report also calls out the administration for not evacuating tens of thousands of at-risk Afghan allies who remain trapped in the country. If Republicans win the House majority in November, the report would form a blueprint for further investigation into the administration's actions. The U.S. Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation reports a provision in the new Inflation Reduction Act will target small businesses. Up to 90% of the $200 billion in additional IRS collections will come from small businesses making less than $200,000 annually. Joe Hinchman with the National Taxpayers Union Foundation told the New York Post, quote, "The IRS will have to target small and medium businesses because they won't fight back. We've seen this play out before. The IRS says, we're going after the rich. But when you're trying to raise that much money, the rich can only get you so far. The rich have their lawyers and fight it. That's why the poor are easier to go after," end quote. Proverbs 14, verse 31 says, "He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy." Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit last Thursday on behalf of a chaplain who was fired for expressing his beliefs on human sexuality. Dr. Andrew Fox had been a volunteer chaplain with the Austin Fire Department in Texas for 8 years. Last June, Fox wrote a blog post stating men should not compete in women's sports because of biological differences between the sexes. Last December, the fire department dismissed Fox after coworkers living sexually perverted lifestyles found his blog post offensive. The lawsuit states, quote, "The net result of the fire department's actions was to punish Dr. Fox for his own personal speech, unrelated to his job duties, on religious views held by tens of millions of Orthodox Christians," end quote. A church devoted to praying outside abortion mills is expanding across northwestern states. Pastor Ken Peters started the Church at Planned Parenthood, where hundreds have gathered for years to sing, pray, and, quote, "take church to the gates of hell," end quote. The church now has about a dozen locations across Washington State and the U.S. As many states are banning abortions, Peters hopes to expand worship services in Washington and Oregon. He expects the states to become abortion hotspots. Planned Parenthood has filed a lawsuit against the church, but Peters says they continue to worship, saying, quote, "We fight spiritually, not physically," end quote. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 and 4 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Have you purchased your tickets yet for Lifemark, the pro-adoption movie produced by Kirk Cameron and the Kendrick Brothers? It'll only be in the theaters from Friday, September 9th through Thursday, September 15th. David's comfortable world is turned upside down when his birth mother reaches out to him. Longing to meet the 18-year-old son she's only held once, with the encouragement of his adoptive parents, David embarks on a journey of discovery that leads to a staggering truth from his past. Watch the trailer through a special link at theworldview.com. And finally, a report from the Institute for Family Studies found that children who live with their married biological parents perform the best in school. Children from non-traditional families, like single-parent families or step-families, did not perform as well. Overall, the number of school interventions decreased between 1996 and 2019. However, interventions for children from non-traditional families increased. The researchers noted, quote, students from non-intact families continue to have nearly triple the risk of suspension and double the risk of grade repetition as students from intact biological families. Our results are consistent with the theory that marriage matters more than ever for today's children, end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 24th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.